And you gotta get this, guys. I know, like, think of the thing that you thought was the most impossible thing to get through and get beyond, that felt like shoving your head through a brick, like I talked about before. For her, it was her anger. Okay? Really. And it was something she didn't even realize was there. And finally, 3 months after, she's like, holy shit. And she went, I'm doing something about it. And that's the key. I'm doing something about it. This is friggin' changing. We all have shit going on, okay? Whether it's anger, whether it's sadness, whether it's separation, whether it's rejection of us, feeling rejected by others, whether it's we're so secretly angry we want to fucking kill everyone, but we put a smile on our faces. By the way, I know you. I know what's underneath there. I'm psychic, okay? And so are most of the people you know. Let's not digress. But if you can recognize, it's like, really, what would you like 12 months from now? What's going to have to change in your world for that to happen? And what courage have you seen is actually available that you see real people friggin' going through that seems like the impossible shit in their lives, and they're like, you know what? This is not owning me anymore. And in her case, losing 20 kilos? It's like, from being willing to address the anger that she thought was probably more than her, that she thought was too much, and the fact that she'd been with angry, abusive men her whole life and was like, no more of that. She stopped that many years ago because she cared for her kids enough to change that. But that anger was still there and didn't realize. And do you get what I'm talking about? If that's changeable, so is anything you've got going on. Anything you have going on is changeable. If she can change the anger, you can change anything you've got going on, because you have no idea how deep-seated that is. And you know the funny thing is, the anger monster may still show up in her world, but it shows up 90% less than it did 12 months ago. Can you imagine taking 12 months to change your whole fucking world? 12 months to change your whole fucking world. Would you make that commitment to you, not to me, not to Access, not to anyone or anything else? To be willing to make that demand and commitment to you. Care for you enough. And here's the thing, if it doesn't change in 12 months, this is not where you go, oh my God, now I get to judge myself because I made a commitment and it didn't work. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about finally caring about you enough to where you're going, you know what, man? I'm valuable enough in my life and my living. What would I like to have and choose and be in the next 12 months?